This is the Wall Street Shuffle.
There you go. Welcome back to the Wall Street Shuffle. Dan Kopal here. 877-326-3255 is the number on the line right now. We have my good friend, the Magamba Guru, Richard Daughtry, general partner and COO for Smith Consulting Group. But more importantly, one of the greatest contributors to the Agora Publishing Group's Daily Reckoning. You can read him out there. He's been my friend for been my friend longer than he knew he was my friend. How are you, buddy?
Well, how kind of you to say so, Dan. Thank you very much.
Every week gets better with these intros, I'm going to tell you, brother. Okay, there are everybody's talking about Egypt. I'm going to move you away from Egypt, my friend. Let's talk about the I think you just had an article out there, the continuing argument over fiscal policy is what I've got as our topic today. Is that what you want to talk about?
I'm always willing to talk about fiscal policy and monetary policy too.
Well, go anywhere you want to, my friend. Let me explain to you why we're a little discombobulated today. We have an ice storm in Dallas of biblical proportions down here, so everything we're doing is remote right now, including the darn studios remote. So we don't have access to our normal run sheets and topics and other stuff. So you and I, my friend, are winging this today.
Okay, well, I think we're up to the task, I'm sure.
We are. Let's go. Anywhere you want.
What were you going to say?
I said anywhere you want.
Well, you know, the only place I ever want to go is inflation. It's inflation that it causes all the problems. Look at Egypt. I'm not going to move away from Egypt. Egypt is caused by inflation in the price of food, for crying out loud. And they have been doing nothing but doing all the wrong things over there by printing up so much money, and now this is what they've reaped.
You know how many callers?
You can't get away. Inflation is the horror that it is.
Yeah, you know, I had so many callers last week call up in a not-so-pleasant way, say, Dan, you don't know what you're talking about. These aren't food riots. This isn't about inflation. And I said, Egypt, for example, has the highest rate of food inflation in the world.
Yes.
These people have one of the lowest standards of living in the world.
If you
combine those, you get riots.
Yes, after a while, you just get tired. I mean, you have no hope. You can't. You're starving to death. I mean, golly, what's left to do but right? You can only win. It's a no-lose situation.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and it's being moved around. Middle East is one of the poorest sections in general as far as GDP per individual in the world. I mean, Middle Sahara Africa beats it. Parts of South America beat it, but not by much. These riots maybe are opportunistic now for the Muslim Brotherhood and the extremists, but as far as a catalyst, it is inflation, it is the way that people live, and it is the cost of food that has been the greatest catalyst for this thing.
Sure, you look at every place that they've had riots. The price of food is rising dramatically, and is making poor people even poorer. And there are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of poor people in this world.
So, what do we do about this whole thing? Do we go back to the central banks of the world and say, you know, guys, there's just no place for you anymore? Do we say that you're the culprits? Will they ever admit to themselves that the fact they're the culprits?
Why would they admit such a thing? They want to keep in power just like everybody else. No, no. They're going to say that what we need is more of this deficit spending. We need more creation of money by the central bank.
I hear that a lot of the countries in the Middle East are changing their governments, and they're saying we're changing our foreign policy, and we've changed our cabinets out, and we want you to focus more on the people, and first of all, go buy more food to make the people happy so they won't riot. Now, call me simple-minded and crazy, but if these countries who have been buying a large amount of food now want to come out and buy a crapload more food, isn't that massively inflationary to an already inflationary food cycle?
Yeah, and the governments are actually increasing welfare payments to the poor to try to offset these prices, which paradoxically makes the whole thing worse. So makes prices rise even more. So, yes, what can be done? Well, nothing can be done. That's the problem with doing this kind of crap. That's why the founding fathers put it in the Constitution. Money shall only be silver and gold for the simple reason you can't increase the amount of silver and gold. But these guys can increase the amount of money. They can double the money supply overnight at the press of a button.
Well, I did notice something interesting today, and I know you always get to these facts before I do, but let's see if this one hits your radar screen. I was paying attention to gold priced against currencies, and gold actually went down against every major currency today except for the dollar, the real, the yuan, and the Hong Kong dollar. And it's been doing that. The gold has not been consistently going up against every currency. It's been against certainly the dollar and then other consistently select currencies, but not against all of them by a long shot.
Well, there's all kinds of reasons for that. I'm sure that I have no idea how to even begin thinking about them all. There's all kinds of leverage bets. And I mean, just remember, the derivatives market for the globe is four times global GDP, and a lot of that has to do with all kinds of things, with interest rates. And interest rates got a lot to do with gold and all kinds of things going on. So I don't know what the impetus for any of this stuff is, but normal fluctuations in the price of gold don't worry me at all. In fact, it gives you a chance to buy more cheaply.
I know silver's had a better run than gold has this past week, and it looks like gold is back to holding its own, but silver has resumed its upward trend. That's what it looks like to me.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, the most interesting thing is the James Turk of Money, GoldMoney.com, came out and said that the silver market is so far in backwardation that the last time that usually what happens is that the silver will explode in price by 40% in less than 3 weeks. Hey, like them apples.
That's theirs.
Thing
there's
to say,
a
huh?
For you.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on in the futures market. You can't, I don't even know what the tip of the iceberg overwhelms me. There's just so much corruption all the way through everything anymore that, you know, I'm not even surprised at anything. And so naturally, people are going to say, turn to the one thing that can't be corrupted, and that is gold.
Well, explain for everybody what backwardation is. We hear that term a lot in oil, but we don't hear that in precious metals.
Well, usually the price of the futures in buying silver in the future should be a different price than the price of silver now, because you got a price of holding it, and you got to buy it and store it and all that kind of crap. And so usually the price in the future is less or more. I forget which one is which, but now it's completely the opposite, whatever it was.
Whichever one it was is the opposite.
basically what it is you're buying silver for less than it costs you in the future, which is when it's going up. Yeah, that seems kind of weird too.
Yep.
There's all kinds of. I don't even understand half the crap that's going on anymore, Dan.
What about the claims, the lawsuits against J.P. Morgan right now, and as far as manipulating the silver market and artificially keeping the prices low, not high? Do you think that's going to? Do you think that's going to have any legs? We certainly in the precious metal communities think that that's true. Do you think the lawsuit will have any merit?
Well, it might, but everybody knows about it already, so it's not going to be a big secret to anybody that the verdict comes down that, yes, they were manipulating the silver market. What's going to cause silver to explode in prices? The sheer fundamentals of the thing. Somebody's going to say, hey, I want my silver. There ain't no silver. I need the silver. They'll bid up the price of silver, and there's where we go.
Well, they keep talking about bond vigilantes. They talk about every kind of vigilantes, but I don't hear about silver and gold vigilantes out there. At any one time, if people said, I want to take delivery, and they had there was a concerted effort, it'd be over. And why is that? When will that happen?
Well, you know, it does look like there's more people are lining up to take delivery, and deliveries have actually been picking up here lately, too. So those days may be over real soon, too. I mean, if you know that the market is rigged, there's not enough silver to supply all the contracts, you're sitting on some contracts, who's going to be left holding the bag?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so once in a while you're going to say, hey, let's start taking delivery here and eat the cost of storing the stuff.
Wouldn't you have thought, I mean, I'm so simple-minded about this stuff, I know the bet's right the long term. I don't know whether the bet's right today or tomorrow, but I would have thought that would have already begun to have happened.
Yeah, you would have thought, but actually it hasn't, but it will pretty soon, and it's obviously right in the long run. And so I'm looking for the next year or two. I mean, it's almost dead bang certain. They can't keep this stuff up, particularly with the market in backwardation like this, because it has to revert around, and there's going to be fortunes made and lost there too.
So all right, how about oil? I can never tell if it's your favorite, second, or third favorite investment. It depends on day to day, but it's still got to be in your top three, if not your top two today.
What, silver?
Oil.
Oil. Yeah, I think it's got to go up because it is such a it's required for modern civilization. There is such a thing as peak oil. Egypt is proving that it is now consuming everything it produces, which is part of the problem in Egypt right now.
Well, and there was a report that just came out. Was it a few weeks ago? I think it was a few weeks ago. It was talking about the major oil fields around the world, and the report was that there's going to be an increase in supply in oil, as if to say, don't worry about peak oil. But when you got a little further into the report, and I wish I could remember where it was issued from, what the report required was finding 900 billion barrels of new oil, and that's part of the world's oil supply increasing. All the major oil fields are showing that their production is decreasing. So somehow we're saying, well, don't worry about it because we'll find plenty of oil to replace it. Don't worry about the fact that every major oil field out there is in decline, including the big ones in Mexico. The ones in the U.S. peaked in the 70s. Middle East is peaking. Everything is peaking right now, and there's a lot of suggestion out there that we've already reached peak oil.
Yes, I'm sure that we have reached peak oil. Mostly because it is unstoppable. It has to happen sometime, and the figures seem to show it's happening now. Oil is going to continue to get more and more expensive because it is so crucial to so many industrial processes and farming, industry, everything, getting your car or moving around. Nothing can beat oil for sheer power per cubic inch, buddy.
You betcha. And I can't fly an airplane based on nuclear power yet. I'm looking for my first cold fusion airplane. Find me a cold fusion airplane, I'm in.
You bet, buddy. Maybe we ought to quit our day jobs and start working on it right away.
All right, quick question. At the end of the day, and you got you've got $100,000 to invest, Magambo, would you be fully invested in silver, oil, and gold right now? Would you hold any cash? Would you hold anything else? Or would you have everything in those three right now?
Well, you know, that's always a hard judgment to say because no one knows what the future is going to bring, and so the always the best and most prudent way of putting money to work is the dollar cost averaging. It can't be beat.
Yep.
And so that's the best I can do for you, bud. But you know, the gambler in me says, "Man, this is so sweet that this has got to be near the low, and over the next few years, it's going to go up so high. What do I care about a few bucks either way?"
Yeah, it's a bit of an unfair question, but I always, you and I have joked for years about oil, gold, and silver, and so that's really all I need in my portfolio. But the hard question to answer is, would you keep cash in reserve? And Dan, poor Danny gets on my behind every minute of every day saying, you're not keeping enough cash behind. My answer is, but I'm picking the three things in this world. All three of those things are necessary right now. The only thing I don't have in my portfolio is food and soft commodities because I don't understand them like Danny does. But I'm not concerned right this minute about having most of my assets at work in those three asset groups.
Oh, man, no, I got all my assets working those three things, buddy. I'm telling you, this thing is unstoppable. If you spent as many years reading as much economic crap as I have, you would be fully invested in them, too.
All right, brother. Well, I have a dog that's going to bark here in a minute, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. Rather than me fight the dog and fight you, let me just thank you for coming on today, putting up with our little technical glitches on the day. and my good friend, Magambo Guru, you can find him out at thedailyreckoning.com. He's out there every day. Great stuff, and all the Agora publications are terrific. We appreciate it very much, Magambo, and we'll have you on again next week, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me, Dan.
All right. Well, that one little bark was our nice way of letting everybody out there know that we're going to be heading out for a quick break. Danny's going to come back with Ron Iannieri in just a few seconds. Folks, stay tuned. If you want to, give a call into 877-326-3255 and leave your message with Shane, and we'll cover your questions. We'll be right back after this break.